בעל פה, אילו דבר משתה במוישה. Why take a Shabbos Chazoin? Why the last week of the Gimel Pronius? Why do we discuss the Soyuz of the Soyuz of the Toshu Valpe? Eila Dvorm Shadi Be Moshe. Because the Hiki is, the Taka says Ba'arova, Ba'midbar, Ba'arova. What's the Soda Ba'midbar, Ba'arova? Midbar. It's Midbar, it's Taka Hefke, it's not Gishmak, it's Midbar. But Ba'arova, it's not Chesin Shosvar, I can't see, I can't remember where it is, Chesin Shosvar, Ba'arova is a Lashon of Ba'arivas. The Harav, no. The first is Taka Ba'midbar, and then it's Taka Ba'arova. And that's the tikkun, and that's why Taka v'dizov. And the pasuk Taka says v'dizov. That's the much goof of the chet of the eagle. The chet of the eagle was they didn't wait for the timing of Torah. It's going to start b'midbar. It's going to start in a bechina b'midbar. But then it gets to Barova. Then you get to the gishmak. And that's the whole lot. That's and the Arizal says not to be off the outside to the Arizal, not to say amen after Sheikh John and Asik b'dere Sayra. And then the Harav knows it's two brachas. It's one bracha. It's Taka two bechinas, but you've got to be ma'achad them together. Hashai kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, that's the command. That's the command. Kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, you're the melech oilam, you commanded us last week with the Risayah. Say that, that's the command, it's not kishmak, it's just it. That's the first step. And the second step is oba v'harev na. To get to the tiny. B'emes, it's taka tu chalokim. Ayin barich as pashas kisisa. It's taka tu chalokim. Over the Arizal says you don't answer me. Make it into a bracha achas because the ikah is taka to get to the tainig to ma'achad the tainig together with the thing and the pirat shaboy that's the bechinas chet ha'igal. So the taka the chet ha'igal which caused all the kikulim, caused all the charbonis in Klal Yisrael is that's taka from a pigam in the tainig of Torah. And that's the Vedizor, that's the Chet HaEgel. It's mamish all the same as he said. And Taka before, in order, and that's Taka the Ba, the famous Heilig Bach. I mean, the Tainu, the Chum is a Migdash, is because they lost the Tainu. They weren't Misatzim, the Neshomas with Tainu Elyon. They weren't learning Torah, Kadesh, Tisatzim. They're learning Torah as a book of laws. That's learning Ki'ilu, that's Seres HaDibris, without the Luchis, without the Bechinas Luchis. And that's a Mordeka, that's good for the cause of the Chorban Bes HaMikdash. So therefore, Torah Shabbat Peh is where the Ikatainig of Torah lies. The Ikatainig of Torah lies in Torah Shabbat Peh. So Shabbos Chazoin, we start, Shabbos Chazoin is Ve'el HaDvar Mashadib B'Moshe. Which the Svarim say, Ve'el HaDvar Mashadib B'Moshe is the Sayyidus of Torah Shabbat Peh. Oil Moshe Be'er is a Torah Azayis. Be'er is the Bechin of Torah Shabbat Peh. Tzodik is Ma'ar Chalot. Be'er is always the Bechin also of a Chukah, of a Hiskashus. That's why all the zivugim, you know, in the Torah, all at the Be'er. Because the Bechin of Das is Vayeda Adam, the emotional Ischabrus, is that's why Bechin is Be'er. And we know Torah, the Ischabrus of Torah is Kechaloisa, Be'itan and Moshe, Kechaloisa, Kekala, that's the Ischabrus. So the zivug, the Das is by the Be'er. That's the Bechin of Torah, Shabbat, Pe'ahoel Moshe, and Be'er, that's the Torah Azois. So that's the before. So yesterday at the Siyum Stam, it's much because it's a Gemara in Hoyrius. Why do we say all the Chanina ben Papas, Rami ben Papas, and all the older Papas, Kendalach, who else Papas Zoycha to that? It says, Amodik Gemara, at the end of Hoyrius. The Gemara says, at the end of Hoyrius, that Rapapa had a Shaila. Taka ben Hashemayim, we made the Siyum, Taka ben 9 days, on Dafka Masachis Hoyrius. Because the Gemara says, towards the end of Hoyrius, the Gemara has a story, the Rapapa had a Shaila. What's Allah about a Kohen Gadol who gets a mum, even a mum kavua? Is he allowed to marry an almana? Is he allowed to marry an almana? A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, but the mum, if he's got a mum, he's dachnishkan Kohen Gadol. He's ois Kohen Gadol. Is he allowed to marry an almana? So the Papa had that shayla, and Hunu came and he answered that shayla. So the Papa came and gave Hunu bar, I can't remember the name, Hunu bar somebody, gave him a mum, he was some samechem, and he gave him his daughter. He gave him his daughter to marry. The son became a son-in-law of the Papa. What do you see over there? You see over there? As a chavivus, as a tainug alien of Torah that the Papa had. Somebody was pushed, he has the shayla. Somebody was pushed at the shayla. He gave him his daughter, became his son-in-law. The Mordek a simcha, the Mordek a tainug in Torah that the Papa had. And Meir, therefore, that's why he was Zeichet to such good children. That's why he was Zeichet to all these Bar Papas, because Bar Papa corresponds to Taka, when you Messiah and Masechta, what do we say? Harif no, Hashem Lakeinu, is there, Yisrael, Roscham Befino. And what's the Gemara Taka in the end of Ha'ir? Sinai Oika Horem. So people think that you have to learn B'I and Y, because otherwise the keys is not Gishmak. A person is learning for his own Zach. A person is learning Al Tainu Galion, it's verkehrt. Shakla Tariya alone of the Gemara is the biggest tiny of the other hands, the biggest tiny. That's the emes of Torah Lishma. The actual learning of the Torah itself is the biggest tiny. And the Gemara in the end of the Horus, they talk about Sinai Odif, Oika Horam Odif. The Gemara is poishah the Sinai Odif. Why? Because it says because Hakol Tzarech Lamari Dechatia. Everybody needs Chitim. Chitim is the Bechinas Bekias. In other words, what is why Dafke Chitim? Why is Dafke Chitim? Because the Gemara says in Brachos. In Tinuk Yodea Likra Abba Ve'imo Hachi Yitim Tam Ladogan. Pshat is that the Tinuk doesn't know Hachi Yitim Tam Dogan. In other words, the Hischabrus, the Hiskashrus that a child has to his parents is Me'ein the Hiskashrus that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Bechina of Chitim. You eat in Tam Dogon, you feel your skashrus to your shayrish. So in Tinnig, you don't likris abavim, you eat in Tam Gadogon. It's the Chassid's Chabad, it's a Marach on the Gemara, Gabi Pesach, Gabi Matzah, all these shows, we went back to our shayrish, and she eat in Tam Dogon. His chabrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Etzem Torah itself. You don't have to come to your sforas. With the Etzem Torah itself, that's the greatest his chabrus, the greatest kashrus. So Rapapa learned how the tiny of Rapapa had Poshut Fahalocha, not for alumnus, Poshut Fahalocha, somebody taught him a halocha. So that was the biggest simcha, and that's why the Hadron, we talk it straight after the Chanina Bapapa, Rama Papa, whatever you say, Haram no, Hashem Lakeinu. So there is Rosh Chalafin, in the same way as Rapapa and Azaz Simcha for Nahal. From the halacha, that's the biggest ischabris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the thing halacha. Why dafka? There's a tifa vort over here. Because a kohen gadol, what's the vort? The kohen gadol is also ba'al mana. Because we know kohen gadol corresponds to the nitzchis of Israel, the nitzchis of klal Israel. Kohen gadol is mechapul avoinus be'etzim klal Israel is mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we say in eicha hoisa kal mana. Because Aldarish and Kalman are Le Almana, Chas V'Shalom. There's such thing as an Almana. The Musag Almana is not Shach to a Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol corresponds to the Mechapa to Klal Yisrael. He corresponds to the Klal Yisrael is always Dovik. Klal Yisrael is always Dovik, and never Chas V'Shalom Ugihak, never Chas V'Shalom cut off from HaKadosh Baruch. Somebody came and said that, what happens if the Kohen Gadol, he has a Rebbe, what happens if the Kohen Gadol gets a Mum Kavua? So can a Mum Kavua, yes, make him Matim to marry an Almana? Because the answer was, even if a person's got the biggest Mum in the world, but he's never passing for that. Kohen Gadol can never marry an Alman, because Kohen Gadol carries the hiskashrus of Klal Yisrael. We see a duah, the Aron HaKohen, Zohar HaKadosh says, Aron HaKohen was miyapa, his whole bechinah was to be miyapa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyapa Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even if he's the biggest Baal Mum, even if the Kohen Gadol is the biggest Baal Mum, still he's not shaykh to marry an Alman. The worst it can be is like an Eicha Ka'almana. Hoysa Ka'almana. Almana Mamish Nisht. And a Kohen Gadol is one who's Mamuna. You're making Klal Yisrael never Ugihak. The Yid has an Aveira, Chas V'Shalom, he gets cut off. And a Kohen Gadol is one who's Megala, that Yid never gets cut off. So therefore, he's never allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. So that's why the attack of the 9 days. The discussions that Yid has to have from the Torah itself, from the Torah Shabbat Peh itself, Eilat Dvorim Shadim Moishev from the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the greatest kapara.